Crowds chanting "Build that wall" at a Trump campaign rally is protected free speech. But when 12-year-olds do it in a middle school cafeteria, as they did in Michigan last week, it's a different story.
Student speech is not as protected as an adult speech in a public place like free speech.
That's Robin Burstein from the regional chapter of the Anti-Defamation League. She says Delaware's hate speech guidelines for schools make it clear when some rabble-rousing students cross the line.
It becomes a hate incident because someone is targeted or a group of students, of other students, are targeted because of who they are or who they are perceived to be.
She says chanting to build a wall with Mexico targets immigrants and students of Hispanic heritage, and that's why it crosses the line into hate speech. According to Delaware's guidelines, you also cross that line if you put another student in fear of his emotional or physical well-being, or if you create a hostile and threatening environment with your speech. And these rules apply to cyberbullying off campus during off-school hours as well. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.